Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Matthew Greenberg, Assistant Professor of Performance at the University of Wyoming. Thanks so much for joining us today, Matthew.
Thank you. Go Pokes.
So we always like to get to know the person before the program on our podcast. So if you could please give us a little bit of history on yourself, your training and career that led you up to your time in Wyoming.
Yeah. So ever since I was a wee lad, I guess I was putting on shows in my basement. And thankfully, I had a sister who liked to play dress up, which then, you know, became my clothes for the homemade shows we put on. And once I got to high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do or that music theater or performance could be a viable career path. So I started studying with a coach, Kevin Connors, at the Music Theater of Connecticut, and he was awesome. And I got accepted to Ithaca's BFA in Musical Theater program, where I spent 4 glorious years. And I have much thanks to Wegmans for that success in there. And while I was at Ithaca, I found myself getting cast in more plays than musicals. So I really hustled in the summer to find music theater work. And I, you know, worked at the Surflight Theater for one summer, doing shows in rec, which was amazing to sort of work alongside these Broadway vets. And you learn how to get very flexible very quickly when you're doing George M. Cohan in the morning and South Pacific in the evening. It was a very eclectic season. And worked at the Utah Festival Opera, moved to New York, got an agent, got my equity card doing a production of Evita. And while I was doing a show off Broadway, I got some bi-coastal representation. I went out to Los Angeles, did some voiceovers and some commercials and films out there. And literally one day I woke up and I was like, you know, I think I want to give this teaching thing a try. And I knew I had to go get an MFA. So I auditioned at IRTA's and got accepted to the Ohio State University, for all of the haters out there, where OSU is no longer enough. Got my MFA, got a visiting assistant professor as the director of music theater at West Virginia University after I graduated. And then I'm in my first year now as an assistant professor at the University of Wyoming.
And so at University of Wyoming, for those musical theater students, what are the degrees that you are in charge of there?
Yeah, so I work with the BFA acting performance and BFA musical theater performance primarily, but we also offer a BFA in design tech management, a BFA in theater and English with a K-12 teaching certificate attached to it, and the K-12 teaching certificate can be attached to any of our degree programs. We also have a BFA in dance, a BFA in dance science, and a BA general studies in theater, and a BA general studies in dance. And one of the cool things about our BFA program is that you're able to get a double major with a BFA in musical theater.
That's a rare thing. That's great.
Very rare. And I think part of that is because we are the only 4-year institution in the entire state of Wyoming. So we have to build our curriculum around the community colleges and transfer credits from these non-traditional 4-year students at the same institution. So right now I'm mentoring a BFA acting student who's also getting her BFA in costume design. We have a BFA music theater major who's playing Sue in our production of Carrie the Musical, who's also getting a BA in communications and journalism. So our degree is really flexible. So we see a lot of different students.
And to clarify, is it a BFA in performance with a concentration in musical theater or acting, or is it two separate degrees?
Yeah, so there are two separate degrees. We have a BFA in acting performance and a BFA in musical theater.
Awesome. So I put our guests on the spot. I don't know if you've heard any of our other episodes, but I always like to hear your elevator pitch. So 60 seconds or less. The clock is not actually running, but tell us about the BFA Musical Theater and Acting degrees at University of Wyoming and why people should be looking your way for those.
Fabulous. So our elevator pitch is our motto, which is elevated training for elevated success. We are 72. Isn't it great? We're all about
I set you right up for that.
You did. I was so excited. So we're 7,220 feet above sea level. Our facilities are incredible. And one of the really cool things that we're doing is Wyoming has many bison and not many people. So we have this thing through admissions called the Brown and Gold Commitment. Brown and gold are the University of Wyoming colors. I think it's yellow, but we'll say gold. And if you are an out-of-state tuition holder who applies to the university, you're eligible for up to $10,000, $15,000 off of your tuition, which really brings you down to an in-state level as we try to attract out-of-state students. And because we are the only four-year institution in the entire state of Wyoming, we get incredible amounts of national and state art funding to produce shows, grants to have automation to help carry Fly and our musical that we're doing right now. And I think the best thing is really the people. You know, our students are so multidisciplinary, and because we are a combined theater and dance department, as a dance major, you get acting training, and as an acting major, you get dance training. So we really try to train the multidisciplinary performer, and as I'm sure you know and everyone knows, being multidisciplinary, especially in music theater, is so practical right now as the job market is continuing to change and, you know, we advance and we, you know, reassess how we do things. Having these multidisciplinary skills across all areas of theater and dance within a single music theater degree, we believe will prepare the student, artist, activist of the future.
So let's talk about the acting program first. Let's imagine that I'm a BFA acting major on my way
welcome,
to Wyoming.
Welcome to the University of Wyoming.
Thank you. I'm taking my first steps on campus in Laramie. And what does my first year look like for me as far as classes?
Yeah, so in your first year, we will offer the foundational classes. So you have the options, to, even as an acting major, to get into MT workshop and voice lessons. You'll take acting, which is a really introductory acting course, sort of getting you in the frame of reference for how we train, how we use our analysis. There's a lot of Stanislavski and Hagen-based methodology in there. You'll also be taking voice and speech, movement one for actors. So how do you create a character from your voice and body and mind? You will have a theater history course that you'll take, and you will also have most likely a crew practicum in your first year. So how do you want to help us operate the shows and get a feel for what goes on behind the scenes to put on a play? Mm-hmm. And most of our first year students, what I really loved about this program is there's no wait to get cast in shows. You can step on campus on day one, go through your first audition, and find yourself in a principal role for that first semester as well. Because our pedagogy sort of believes that we learn by doing and experiential learning. So we have a lot of first year students working with fourth or fifth year students as well, because they can offer each other something. You know, the seniors can offer that level of maturity, and those first years can offer that eagerness and excitement, which may be lost or dulled towards the end of your training.
And are the actors allowed to audition for the musical theater shows as well?
Yes. So auditions are open to anyone on campus. So we have an open casting policy. If you're from the community, if you want to commute up from Denver and be on our shows, it's happened before. Uh-huh. And we have four featured shows within our season. So usually It's a play and a dance show in the fall, and a musical and a rep or a dance composition, devised dance work, set work in the spring, and that's sort of flexible. And we also have something called ASOPA, which stands for Associated Students of the Performing Arts, which is an entirely student-run theater and dance group where if you want to choreograph, direct, devise, dramaturg, act in these student shows, we offer usually one each semester as well. So it's a creative outlet to sort of learn how to produce your own work without, you know, faculty leadership. While we do offer faculty mentorship and sort of help guide the process, there are many opportunities. We also have something called Wide Open Stages, which is our commitment to equity, diversity, and inclusion in our department. So each season, we sort of try to champion and uplift a marginalized voice, typically within theater and dance. So this year and next year, it's LGBTQIA plus voices. And one of the shows we did this fall was called A Sissy in Wyoming, which launched a statewide tour. It was covered by the Washington Post, and it sort of champions LGBTQ plus voices in Wyoming. We're going to be doing the Laramie Project in the fall, the 25th anniversary of Matthew Shepard's murder. And we're going to be collaborating with some big stars coming in to Laramie and the original company members from Tectonic Theater Project with our students to sort of work on that. The previous year, there was Latinx voices, which were being uplifted and championed in theater. And we want to give our departmental students, as well as students in the community, the opportunity to see themselves on stage where they might not have been seen before, and create visibility for those identities.
Stepping back to my first day on campus, now I'm a musical theater BFA major. My first day in Laramie.
So you're pot de bourreing across campus.
I do, all the way from the airport. All the way from the airport. My jazz sneakers are worn through. So I am on campus for the first time. What does my first year look like as a musical theater major?
Yeah, so as a musical theater major, both semesters, we're going to really try to build that dance technique. Our dance faculty is really incredible here. So you might be in beginning ballet, beginning modern, beginning jazz, tap one, styles of musical theater dance, special topics, like there was a hip hop class that was offered in the fall. So really trying to diversify your dance training and introduce you to the styles of dance. As we know, there are, you know, infinite styles within music theater dance. And if it doesn't exist, probably some choreographer has made it their own style. So really getting you in your body. You'll also be in the cohort with the BFA acting major. So you will be in voice and speech. You will be in movement one, acting one fundamentals as well. But your training is being supplemented with more dance and more music classes. So you'll be in a beginning theory class. You'll be in weekly voice lessons, private voice lessons once a week as well. So we are really proud that our BFA music theater majors get the same acting training as our BFA acting majors. So that as a music theater major, you have the opportunities to work professionally in Shakespeare, in TV, film, commercials. So you're not simply limited to only music theater as you graduate.
That's wonderful. And so how often are the MT and the acting students intertwining during their training?
So our cohort really is intertwined. So as the first year, whether you are a BFA acting or a BFA music theater, for your first 2 years, you really will be linked together in your fundamental performance-based classes. As we get into junior, senior year and electives become offered, you know, different styles of dance training, different voice methodologies, different acting techniques, like acting for the camera, for instance, is required for our BFA acting classes, but is an elective for the music theater majors. You'll all be together in auditioning and professional aspects in the spring, which is sort of the BFA performance and music theater capstone of how do you build a website? What's the difference between self-taping for a commercial versus music theater audition versus TV show versus film? How do we network? How do we build a brand? You know, that's sort of the BFA capstone, and it's offered in on the dance area as well in our design tech program. So it really is integrated and works like a family. We are a small enough program where we like having actors in musicals. We like having MT majors in plays and in devised work. And it sort of goes back to our training philosophy of being multidisciplinary. If you come to the University of Wyoming, we want you to do it all. What you want to do, maybe what you didn't know you were capable of doing. And so I think that's one of the really cool things that our faculty and students and staff try to foster is this mm-hmm. sort of unified cohort of majors, regardless of discipline.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the BFA been around there?
So the BFA has been around for, I want to say, 15 or so years, and it was a general BFA in performance with a music theater concentration. I think the MT degree was developed from that about 8 to 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And before that, I mean, our theater program has been around since the late 50s, I want to say, or early 60s. Wow. And they've had a general BA in theater and dance, BATD degree, which sort of worked as the same sort of conservatory style training. But as we see the rise of BFA programs grow in popularity, those degrees are really tracked out. Mm-hmm. We also recently passed minors for across all of our disciplines. So if you don't have the time to devote to a full BFA major, you can get a minor in acting, in musical theater, in dance, in design tech. So really becoming versatile of what we can offer various students across campus.
Great segue, because the next question is to talk about the minor possibilities. You already mentioned double majoring, which is great. So the University of Wyoming is really a place where people who want to study musical theater but also have some interdisciplinary or training outside yeah. of musical theater and theater could go to explore those things. So talk a little bit about minoring and majoring more.
Yeah, so what kind of blew me away when I was interviewing for this was that you could get a BFA in musical theater and a degree totally outside of the arts and still graduate in 4 years and do all of these shows. Because even in my own training, it was like, even as a BFA music theater major, it was like just trying to take an acting dialects class that was not in my track. You know, I had to fill out all these forms and petition and do all these things. And it really is so flexible here that we're able to attract students who maybe went to college and their parents said, you have to study physics. And we have those students who are studying physics, but who are also able to double major in music theater or minor in music theater. And because our auditions, like I said, are open to anyone on campus, right now I'm directing a production of Carrie where there's students from social work, doctorate candidates in pharmacology are involved, education. So it really feels interdisciplinary in every production that we do. And I would say to anyone listening, if you do have multiple interests outside of music theater, this is one of the only programs that can offer you the opportunity to fulfill multiple passions within your education. Because there's that old adage that says, you know, if you could be seeing yourself doing anything other than theater, do that. And we say, screw that, do it all. You know, this is your education, this is your life. You know, figure out what kind of artist you want to be. And you can be an artist even if you're not majoring in mm-hmm. a BFA in music theater. You can be an artist through your passion for wanting to collaborate with us on campus.
So can we talk a little bit about how that's possible and what that means in your curriculum then? Because in my mind, and without having looked at the curriculum myself yet, sorry, probably should have before this.
Should we screen share?
But I guess in my mind, that must mean that there's quite a lot of gen ed requirements in your BFA acting and musical theater in order to allow that double major. Is that how that works?
So there's not as many gen eds as you might think. We are sort of the conservatory style within the BFA tracks where we want you to train, you know, the artist. What it is because our credits are flexible across campus, your theater history classes will count for the history class that you need over here. Your music theater performance class will count as your arts gen ed. Your electives in dance also can be your electives in the social sciences. So you're able to have a lot of crossovers with what you're taking for the major requirements. It also, you know, involves smart planning. It's a lot easier to double major in anything when you know, when you arrive day one, flapping across campus, I want to do music theater and I want to do education, right? So we're able to advise you and track out what you need to take each semester to do that. However, we have a lot of students who come into our program as BFA music theater students, and in their first year, you know, when they take a theater history class, they're like, ooh, I'm really interested in history. I'd like to add a minor or a major in history or global studies. And that takes a little more planning. It might mean you have to go over 18 credits a semester. It might mean you are savvy about which rehearsals for shows you can or can't be a part of to fulfill your degree requirements. It might involve summer courses. And I think, you know, one of the positives, and there are very few positives of COVID, but one of the, you know, great positives is this, you know, learning online and asynchronous learning, where you can sort of take summer classes on your own pace, learn the knowledge, and have that, you know, count towards your degree program as well.
Hmm. And as far as minors go, you said that you said something like everything is also available in a minor. So if you're a musical theater major, you can minor in dance, you can minor in design tech, you can minor.
Yeah.
What other arts minors do you have available?
So we actually just launched an arts entrepreneurship certificate, which is a combination of, you know, faculty from arts, theater and dance, music, sort of working together to create an arts entrepreneurship of how you can use your arts degree within marketing, within branding, within, you know, creating and building an arts business. Within our minors alone, you know, we have multiple, you know, dance majors who might minor in costume design. And we even, you know, like I said, we even have students who get two BFA degrees. And that's kind of, you know, I don't know if I could handle two BFA degrees, but these students are really committed. And if you're going to be in our theater and dance building anyways, you know, you might as well make use of the time. So we have students who are getting BFAs in dance performance and BFAs in costume design.
Wow.
And they're in the shop working and, you know, they graduate with the skills to build their own costumes, to learn how to work within dance rep, choreograph, devise, work in rep companies, create their own work, and work in the costume shop too. So it opens more avenues for your success as an artist.
A double BFA. I think that's might be a first on the podcast. Yeah. So that's pretty incredible.
Yay!
I'm thinking back, and please forgive me, all other schools, if I missed one. But it's definitely not common. Tell us about the other people that they're going to come in contact with during the course of their degree at Wyoming, other than yourself.
Yes. So our faculty is really incredible. One of our outgoing department chair, Dr. Margaret Wilson, was one of the first professors to establish a dance science BFA program in the country. And she and her collaborator, Dr. Neil Humphrey, really innovated in America vertical dance training. Do you know what vertical dance is?
I have no idea.
So I didn't know either until I came to the University of Wyoming and I saw a bunch of students dancing off the sides of buildings and off the sides of cliffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Like you
So,
do in Wyoming, I would assume.
like, we have the facilities for it. We have the mountains. We might as well use them for movement.
It was discovered by accident while you were dancing on
And I fell off and I said, "How could
the
I be doing vertical dance?" But it's so cool to walk into our main stage theater and see students sort of suspended, playing with gravity and time and space. So you'll get to study vertical dance, which is really unique to the University of Wyoming. One of my dance colleagues, Kat Cameron Monson, runs her own project-based dance company in Salt Lake City, Cat and Fish Dances. Jason Banks, who is one of our lighting and projection faculty, is the artistic director of Snowy Range Summer Theater. And the Snowy Range Summer Theater is, I think, the longest continually operating summer stock west of the Mississippi. And I think it's going into its 70th year. And because we have that partnership with the university, we're able to offer our students how to work in a professional environment, right? We have the pedagogical goals of putting up a show in 8 weeks. Now, how do you do that in 2.5 weeks and have the same thing, which is, utilized in the profession? One of my colleagues who teaches scenic design and is our TD, Scott Tedman Jones, has worked on Broadway and his designs have been featured all across the country. We have faculty who are continually working in the field between working on film sets and plays, new musicals, opera. Our faculty is small, but it's really mighty. And I think what's really great is the different skills that we bring to the program and to the students. So if you do have an area of interest in, TYA and theater for young audiences, you could be mentored by Dr. Cece, who that's her area of research. If you're interested in voiceover, commercials, you can come to me. If you're interested in opera or learning how to work with scores, one of my colleagues, Zachary, is working at an independent study with one of our stage managers, teaching her how to count scores and music and operas and musicals so she is able to gain a deeper understanding of calling those shows. So our faculty really is awesome. I'm at my, you know, I admire all of them, and sometimes I feel like me, I'm in the same category as you because you're so, I still get googly eyes working with them and listening to them talk about all of their research.
Now, when I think of the artistic and cultural hubs in the world,
You think of Laramie.
I do, New York, LA, Paris, Milan, Laramie. Tell us a little bit about the art scene in Laramie and what types of and ways that the university is sort of ingrained in the arts world
Yeah.
there.
I'm so happy you asked that question because for me, after I, lived in New York and LA, moving to Columbus, Ohio, I was like, I don't know. I don't know how the arts work in the middle of the country. But shockingly, really, there is a thriving art scene in Laramie, Wyoming, because we are the educational hub for this entire state. There's a lot of opportunities. One of our alumni from our program, Ann Mason, is the artistic director of a Laramie-based theater company called Relative Theatrics, and they produce year-round professional theater. We've also started a partnership with them this year at our university, doing co-pros between the Department of Theater and Dance and Relative Theatrics. We're not too far from Denver, Colorado, which is, you think Wyoming, middle of nowhere, not necessarily the cornfields of Ohio, but, the Great Plains of the mountains. We're not too far from Denver. So, which is a huge arts hub in Fort Collins as well. There's a lot of opportunities to be involved, but Laramie has an art scene. There's live music, there's new shows. They're actually working on developing a brand new art space to produce new works and commissioned works by the state of Wyoming. And in our department, we're able to bring in professional dance companies, professional acting companies. We were going to have the acting company come in and tour our spaces this year. We have some big name dance rep companies coming in as well that our students are going to get to work with and have work set on them to be performed in our next year's spring dance concert. So Laramie kind of is its own arts hub. And if you want to seek outside opportunities for professional growth, they exist. So you're not only limited to the work in our BFA and BA programs, which is busy. You don't have to leave if you don't want to. There will always be plenty of opportunities. But we do have a lively arts and culture scene in Wyoming, which I would not have known until I got here. So it's kind of awesome to get to share that.
Mm-hmm. Let's switch gears now and talk a little bit about the application audition process. So walk us through what that looks like and what students need to do.
So for application to our BFA program, all you need to do is apply to the university. There's no audition required. And part of that is our mission to serve the state of Wyoming and the students, right? A lot of Wyoming communities are rural, you know, came from the oil bust and have sort of declined in resources over the years. And having the privileges of, you know, the affording and getting all those materials together can be a hardship for some of our students. So we want to make it as easy and accessible as possible to apply. However, we have scholarship auditions, which we have in the fall and in the spring through our digital Get Accepted portal, wherein as a music theater major, for instance, you'd upload two contrasting songs, a monologue, you know, a statement of purpose saying why you're interested, and we're able to award departmental scholarship, which would stack on top of whatever the university already offers you. So that's how we're able to attract a lot of in and out of state students, because we get, you know, we say elevated training, low tuition. So we want you to come to our program and not have to focus on, you know, going into debt while you do so. So the audition really is, you know, you can audition on campus if you want. We see, you know, the number varies per year, but this year we had a lot of applications through our Get Accepted portal because we recruit at Colorado Thespians, Texas Thespians. We have a large pull from Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana. And, you know, we even have students who come from Florida to our program. So we really do have a good outreach. But to apply and get accepted into our BFA programs, you simply need to apply to the university and declare that as your major.
Great. And do you... What would you say to the students, because I know this is going to be a concern, what would you say to the students who are concerned about going to a BFA musical theater program that doesn't have an audition? I know you you explained why, and it's very admirable, of course, but I know that that's going to be a question, so I'm going to ask the hard questions on this podcast.
Yeah. I would say that was like me as a student, right? I remember being 16, 17 years old, wanting to go to a big name program. And I was lucky to go to a world class elite BFA music theater program that I'm so grateful for. And I would say if, you know, I would recommend anyone to go to my undergraduate training program because of the skills that it offered me. But I also think concerns are changing, right? College is getting more expensive. Even in my undergraduate training program, by the time I graduated versus now, tuition has gone up almost $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say, you know, when students come to see our spaces, because we are the flagship campus in this entire region, you see that our alumni are working. You know, we have a huge alumni network because our training is so individualized to the student that I would tell the students, you're not a number here. You are a name. We have communication with all of our students. All of our students know they can ask us for anything, whether it's, you know, food for the communal pantry, or, a ride to rehearsal if they're snowed out. We have such a lovely community with our students that, if I was telling myself this at 17, when I said, I'm only auditioning for these schools with this name and these, alumni network, I would say, you don't know what's out there until you look. Mm-hmm. And, just because there's no audition attached to it doesn't mean that you can't submit a scholarship application and be awarded significant amounts of money mm-hmm. to decline your financial hardship. Doesn't mean that we can't connect you with our hundreds of alumni working on Broadway and West End and regional shows all across the country and the world. Mm-hmm. I would say, the type of student we attract is the one who wants to be multidisciplinary. If you want to get a BFA in music theater and that's all you want to do, awesome. We can offer you that. If you want to be a pre-med student and also get a BFA in music theater, we're one of the very few places that can offer you that. So I think we have a lot of flexibility. We have world-class facilities and faculty. We also have skiing, which, there's 300 inches of fresh powder every day. Granted, I'm the professor that says, great, if you want to go spend your Saturday outside, please do. You don't have to be trapped in a theater if you don't want to. I don't think any less of you as an artist. And I think this sort of commitment to care that we're able to offer our students. We want to do everything we can as an institution and a program to tailor, make, ensure your success as an artist. And I know that lots of BFA programs, have that as their ideals. You aren't a number, you are a name, but we really are able to walk the walk and talk the talk, which is something that's neat.
That was a perfect answer. So we end every episode with asking our guest, what's something that you're looking forward to?
Something that I'm looking forward to. We open Carrie the Musical this week, which I'm really excited about. We have lots of, I've never worked on a horror genre of musicals, and it's been a really fun collaboration between our music theater and acting performance students and our dance science dance performance students. So our dance majors are learning how to sing and act, and our music theater and acting majors are learning how to dance at that level because we're sharing the same stage. And I've just been so impressed with our students picking up this triple threat mindset of training and applications. Because it's one thing to sort of, pat your head and sing, but then when you have to rub your stomach and dance at the same time, it can get challenging. I'm really looking forward to our summer season with our Snowy Range Summer Theater. And we also offer the Snowy Range Summer Dance Festival, where our students and students throughout the entire state of Wyoming and surrounding states can come to campus for a few weeks and train with world-class faculty and really understand the skills of and technique of building dance. And selfishly, I'm a little excited and looking forward to spring in Laramie. If you like snow, I would say even more than Ithaca, Buffalo, Rochester, Wyoming gets a lot of snow. So the blue skies are coming back again. The temperature is dropping to, a crisp 33, which is, shorts and t-shirts weather for some of our students. And, looking forward to the future. We have really awesome students here, and they continue to innovate and challenge the norms of theater and dance training and what is no longer socially or pedagogically useful, and how do we adapt as collaborators? I mean, I'm really excited to see the future of this BFA program continue to quote myself, elevate.
Mm-hmm. So, if students or parents wanted to get any more information on your program, what is the best way to get in touch?
Yeah. So we have a website which has lots of, pictures. If you Google University of Wyoming Theater and Dance, it will come up. It will take you to 500 different links for all of our degree programs, our shows, our resources, our commitment to diversity, but also Instagram. We are a young faculty cohort as well who are all on Instagram. I've had students that I've met DM me and sort of ask questions. My email is on my faculty website with my phone number as well. We want to make it, whatever your milieu is for communication. We have a departmental TikTok, even though TikTok has been banned for the state of Wyoming. We still have a TikTok. It's weird. Like, have you heard about the TikTok bans that are happening at the state levels?
Yes, I have, and I won't tell anyone that you have a TikTok.
Oh, it's for the record. It's not my personal TikTok. It's the department's. But we communicate. We believe that young learners are really visual and audio based. So we can have them read through our departmental mission statement, but also seeing clips of our shows, our students, and our facilities are a really awesome draw to recruit students.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, it has been so great to chat with you today and learn more about the program at University of Wyoming. And I hope that everyone listening goes and checks out the program, and hopefully you'll get lots and lots of applications this year.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to
Yes, of
collaborate. It's
course.
lovely to get to chat with you and, enjoy Wegmans.
Yeah, here in Buffalo. Yeah, I've just moved to Buffalo, New York. For those of you who don't know what Wegmans is, that's a weird way to sign off this podcast episode. But thanks so much, Matthew. We'll talk real soon. All right. Bye-bye. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.